It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And this week has really, I think, put us at the peak of color. I have maples in my yard that are absolutely stunning. Now, the interesting thing here is that 3 weeks ago, or almost a month ago, I had maples that were at their peak of color then, and I just marveled at how many were still green at that point. And so we had almost two falls. We had that early season where some of the early maples got out and made some very beautiful color. And now we have the late season, and there are just, everywhere you turn, there's a lovely maple. One of my favorites, and you may recall from other years when I was on the mail route, I would be driving along and I'd be like, oh, that's my favorite. And then a quarter mile later, I'd be like, oh, that's my favorite. And it goes on like that throughout the day. But one of the favorites that I have right now is a maple that's growing in the middle of a popple stand. And they're all about the same size, which is to say not really tall, probably 25, maybe 30 feet high. And the aspens are all kind of yellow. And right in the middle of this yellow cloud is this red maple. And it's sort of interrupted. I mean, you can't just look in and see the maple all by itself, but you can see this red object kind of hiding out in the midst of all this yellow, and it's really quite lovely. So, and I know there's one near you that is just as lovely or more, and I hope that you will take the time today or tomorrow to really appreciate it, because the strong winds that we're having right now are probably going to peel off a lot of the leaves in the next few days. Besides the red maples, the red oaks are reaching their peak of color. The bur oak in my yard is probably at its peak. They turn yellow, and this one is quite yellow, but it's losing its leaves as they turn, so it's probably down to about 50% of the leaf cover, and the leaves that remain are quite colorful on the bur oaks. So, among other trees that I'm watching, the paper birch is one of those crazy ones where a leaf will turn yellow and fall off the tree, and then another leaf will turn yellow and fall off the tree, and this goes on and on and on, and ultimately you end up with a paper birch with no leaves on it. But there are still a lot of green leaves on many of the birches I was observing this past week, although I have other birches that are quite yellow right now. And speaking of yellow, I have a yellow birch in my yard that a friend of mine gave me a sapling, and I planted it, and now it's probably 10 or 12 feet high. And yesterday, it was just this bright yellow cloud of beautiful leaves in the yard, and I really couldn't help but stop and admire it. It was quite nice. The trembling aspen and the big tooth aspens are turning color in my yard. Not so much so that I would say that they are more than 50% colored. They're probably approaching 50% of the leaves are colored right now on both the big tooth aspen and the trembling aspen. I want you to keep a close eye on the big tooth aspen in your neighborhood. And they're going to have kind of a honey-colored bark. And the leaves of some of the big tooth aspen, not all, but some of the big tooth aspen get these gorgeous, like blaze orange. I mean, it's not yellow and it's not red. It's just this beautiful, shocking shade of orange and mixture of yellow and red, of course. And not every one, but many of them do this. And I've been driving by a patch that is obviously a clone. There's probably 15 or 20 tree trunks in this group, and they are, as a unit, they are coming up on almost bright orange enough to become some deer hunter's jacket. They are really that color orange right now, just electric orange and very beautiful. The hazelnuts, both the American and the beaked, are probably at their peak of color. But the thing that you need to notice about the hazelnuts is that they're dropping their leaves. And as they go along and become quite colorful, the leaves fall. And so they are probably at their peak now with not too many green leaves left in the group. And the leaves that are still hanging on are quite colorful. Red for the American hazel and yellow for the beaked hazel. So if you have these bushes, and if you're not sure, you go up and inspect them, you will see that the American hazel has the new growth. This year's new growth will have these fine red hairs on the branch. And they only grow, the hairs only grow on the new growth, the stuff that formed this year. So next year, that part will not be hairy, but the new growth next year will have these fine red hairs on them. So that'll help you figure out which is the American and which is the beaked hazel. Pardon me. Pagoda dogwood. I have these are the alternifolia. They have alternate branches of all of the dogwoods. This is the exception to the rule. This is the I before E, except after C. And so look for the pagoda dogwood. I have one that is growing right out in the open in my property. And that one has long since turned red and the leaves have fallen off, except for a few. But I have one that's growing along my driveway and is in more of a shaded area. And that one, the leaves are still green. So I'll be watching that to see how that one develops. Common fleabane, a tiny aster or daisy-like flower with lots and lots and lots of rays, is still blooming. I think it's lesser common fleabane. Yarrow is still blooming. Red clover, tansy, dandelions, hoary alyssum, quite a few flowers still blooming out there. And I would encourage you to tune in. If you didn't hear the student reports this week, you should tune in and listen to what they have to say, especially the group from Blackberry, who did a really nice job of listing all of the flowers that are blooming around the Blackberry School. Check that out. I saw my first dark-eyed juncos last Tuesday, and that's late. Usually I see them sometime in the late 20s of September. So it might be that I was just in the wrong place until that right moment when I did see dark-eyed juncos. So juncos are back. Also, be on the lookout for fox sparrows, American tree sparrows, and snow buntings. All three of those should be coming into our area very soon, and you'll want to be watching out for those. There's a black walnut that grows in downtown Grand Rapids, just north of Highway 2 on Highway 38, and that black walnut is just beginning to fleck. I can see the first little dots of yellow on the leaves as that tree gets ready to move into fall. And probably it's late like that because its phenology is from a different area. It probably came in from the south and has managed to make a go of it here in the north, and has started to color right now, which, when you look at all the other trees, is a little bit on the late side. Couple of final notes I wanted to talk about. One, yesterday I was out doing a little sighting of the countryside and making some notes about today's show. And I happened to hear a mosquito flying away from me. And many of you who are familiar with mosquitoes probably know exactly what I'm talking about here, but they have a whole different sound, a different note that they that they sing or hum at when they're freighted with blood. And this one flew away from me, and she was definitely freighted with my blood. And as she flew away, I, in a moment of probably less than honorable thinking, I thought, I hope all of your babies freeze to death. And I hope they do. Finally, if you haven't been paying attention to the tamaracks, you are going to want to do that soon. And if you live in the Bemidji area and you're on Highway 2 coming around the city there, and you're right where, oh, I don't remember the number of the road, but like the first exit into Bemidji coming from the east, the last exit to Bemidji coming from the west, there's a swamp on the south side of the road that is absolutely stunning in its beauty. Right now, it is probably at its peak of loveliness. So if you live in the Bemidji area, check that one out. Wherever you live, make sure you give a good hard look at the tamaracks, because they are just getting started and they are really going to carry us into late October with some very, very beautiful color. That's our program for this week. As always, if you have comments, questions, or observations you'd like to share, we would love to hear from you. And don't forget, we are in the middle of our fall fundraising drive here, our high five, and we would like you to call now and pledge your support. If you are a fan of Phenology and you're not yet a member of KAXE, then we encourage you to give us a call. Our number is 800-662-5799. Call and support what we call our local programming.
That's right. You know, I mentioned earlier, I described you as the Pied Piper of Phenology.
Yeah.
We heard from Megan, and she said, just heard you all talking about John Latimer on the morning show. I watched him work with kids of all ages this summer at art camp out at Masaba Co-op Park. And the term you're looking for is kid whisperer. He's a genius and one of the kindest fellows I know. He's a treasure of KEXE. Thank you, Megan. Megan and her husband Jefferson and Clancy will be in our studios Wednesday night. They'll be performing live. Their band is called Sugar on the Roof.
Oh, nice.
And should be very cool. I'm excited to see you guys then and to listen in. We've been featuring live music, live writers reading their work during our programming. It is High Five Live, and that's what we do all year long. We support the woods, the nature. We support writers. We support musical artists and visual artists. Pledge your support right now. Help us get to get that extra $1,000 thrown in. I forgot we do.
Oh, hey, hey.
We heard from a new member.
Oh,
David
nice.
Larson from Nevis. Thank you so much. He said, I enjoy Tuesdays with John Latimer and became a new member just like that.
Well, thank you, David. Thank you. Thanks to all of you who have for years and years and years supported our community programming here on KAXE. And Megan, thanks for the kind words. I'll leave the check here for you. you can pick up the royalty for those kind words on Wednesday when you come in.
Six more to go and we'll get an extra $1,000 thrown in. Thanks to a loyal member who wants to make sure that this budget gets built so we can continue to bring you this great programming. 35 years of Phenology on our airways. We've been here 43. Keep it going. 800-662-5799. Coming up, we'll have Best Wishes and then Harry Hutchins in for a talk on the wild side.